41 degrees outside here in the listening area. Looks like to be some red and green in the markets today, and we'll go to Bill Mayer now for a more in-depth analysis. How's it going, Bill?
Good morning, Steve. You're right, it's mixed here this morning. Of course, the markets didn't have an overnight session because of the holiday, so we had the rare occasion nowadays of just opening at 8:30 without the indication of what was going on overnight. So right now we have December corn that's down a half cent at 361. The new December is down, well, it's unchanged right now at 396.5. The soybeans are down 2 cents on the January at 881, and the November new crop is down 2 3/4 at 928.25. Wheat right now for December is up 7.5, that's 506.25, and July is at 528, that's up 6.5. There were some sales of wheat late Wednesday afternoon announced, and that is helping the wheat market here today. For the week, though, the wheat is actually about unchanged here at this point. Soybeans are down 11 cents for the week, and corn is down about 4 cents for the week at current levels here. So been kind of a mixed week, really, back and forth there. Probably the biggest thing this morning is just maybe in a word, macro turmoil, still concerns about the trade situation and that type of thing. Export sales were announced this morning. Crude oil is trading back lower, as they said earlier on your broadcast there. We've seen $50 hit, which hadn't been hit for quite a while. U.S. dollar's trading a little bit higher. The equities are lower pretty much across the board. So just some outside pressure, I think, on the grains. We did have a cattle on feed report on Wednesday afternoon, and people kind of expected the cattle market to open a little bit higher here this morning. We're actually down a little bit on the February and December both right now on the cattle. On the export sales, really about as expected across the board. The corn was a little bit better than expected. The meal was a little bit better, but pretty much all within the range. For the year, we have corn running ahead of last year, but we're still not quite reaching the pace that we need to get the USDA expectations met. Soybeans, of course, are running behind because of the China situation and the tariff situation there. We're down about 11 million metric tons from compared to a year ago. So I think anything could happen on the day after Thanksgiving here. It's a shortened session. The markets close around noon today. So volatility could occur because of light volume. But we'll get back in next week and see, get back to the fundamentals, I think.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
And this is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and WILL, FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Quick check of the forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Partly cloudy and breezy, a chance of rain late in the day, a high of 51. Tonight's cloudy, rain likely and a low of 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 55. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 40, a southwest wind of 5 miles an hour. And Sunday, partly cloudy with rain likely later in the day, changing to snow overnight and a high of 52, a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour for Sunday. Coming up next, it's 1A here on AM 580. Joshua Johnson will be here with you for that. It's Illinois Public Media.